We're starting in the Gemsechta's Beya on 17a, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a statement. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Says Rav Chiya Bar Ashi in the name of Rav. And we're going to talk about two Erevs. The person for Shabbos wants to make an Erev Techumim. What does that mean? He wants to be able to walk an additional 2,000 amas outside of the city. Person is limited to walk only till the Tchum Shabbos, but he wishes to walk another Tchum Shabbos, another 2,000 amas. So how does he do that? You put down some bread. It's called an Erev Techumim. You put it down at the end of the 2,000 amah that you're allowed to. That becomes your place of resting on Shabbos. And then you can walk another 2,000 amah. So you a total of 4,000 amah from the place that you're staying. Now, normally the person wants to do it for Shabbos. So normally you would do it before Shabbos. In this case, before Shabbos, he has 2 days Yom Tov. It's in the diaspora, or maybe Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? So. But this person forgot. So technically, he needed to put the Erev on Wednesday, because Thursday and Friday were Yom Tov. And one is not allowed to make a place of his resting on Yom Tov. So he should not have done it on Yom Tov. So he's supposed to do it on Erev Yom Tov, on Wednesday. But this person forgot. And now it's Thursday, the first day Yom Tov. What does he do? So he says with the Erev Techumim, what he does is, he on the first day Yom Tov, since you're not allowed to make an Erev Techumim on Yom Tov itself, he says like this: if today is Yom Tov, then what I'm doing means nothing, because the 2 day Yom Tovs are Sveika de Yoyma. We're not sure if it's Yom Tov or not, so we keep them both. So on the first day Yom Tov, you say, if today is Yom Tov, and then what I'm doing is of no value. I'm not koine anything. So he still doesn't have an Erev for Shabbos. But then on Friday, he goes back and he makes the same condition. And he says, if today is Yom Tov, then I already made the Erev Thursday. And therefore what I'm doing now is nothing. If today is not Yom Tov, I already made it there Thursday. So both days, one of the days is going to work, because they're not both Yom Tov. So he makes the Erev on both days, and it's either whichever one is the not Yom Tov, that's what counts for the next Shabbos, so that on Shabbos he can go beyond the Tchum. That is by Erev Tchumim. By Erev Tavshilin, the same thing is, the person, in order to cook from Friday to Shabbos, he needed to put down the Erev on Wednesday before the first day Yom Tov. But he forgot. So then comes Thursday. He puts down the Erev on a condition. He says, if today is not Yom Tov, then this is my Erev. And that will allow him to cook from Friday to Shabbos, because he made an Erev. But if today is Yom Tov, then he can cook from Friday to Shabbos anyways, because it's Friday, it's a weekday, there's no problem. Over there, by the Erev Tavshilin, this is the point we missed last time. It's very simple. An Erev Tavshilin, you're making it so that you can cook on Friday. So, either the Erev works from Thursday, because it's not Yom Tov,
Or you don't need an Erev on Friday because it's a weekday that you can cook for Yantim. But by the Erev Techumim, we need to make an Erev because we want to carry on Shabbos. So you got to make the condition both on Thursday, either an Erev, but if it's not an Erev, then you have to make the Erev on Friday. Because one day needs to have an Erev so that you can walk the Techumim on Shabbos. Let's do the one outside. One can place an Erev Tchumim from first day Yantav to the next day Yantav. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Yantav L'chaverim. Im niskar b'yantav rishon. In other words, if he forgets even on the first day Yantav, second day, he's doomed. Can't make an Erev anymore. But if he remembers the first day, Yom Tov Rishin, V'chol Ushne Yomim Tovim, Chamishi V'Erev Shabbos, and now you have 2 days Yom Tov, Thursday and Erev Shabbos, then Umasne, then he makes a condition. He says, Im Hayoim Choyl U'mochar Kodesh, if today, this is for the Erev Tavshilin, Rashi starts off. It makes a Kaddish. The first Rashi is going to explain the Erev Tavshilin, even though in the Gemara that comes second. That makes it a little confusing. Rashi explains first the weekday, the Erev Tavshilin. So he says like this. He might... Yom Choyl U'machar Kodesh. If today is the weekday, that is not really Yontav, Thursday is not Yontav, U'machar Kodesh, and Friday is really Yontav, Eruv Erev, then my Erev Tavshilin is a good Erev. So therefore, he is allowed to cook on Friday because he has an Erev. He made it on Thursday. Because Thursday wasn't Yom Tov, so you can make an Erev for Friday. But the Im Chiluf, if it's the other way around, if yesterday was Yom Tov, then I can cook on Shabbos. I need Tzorech Erev Tavshilin, because it's a weekday. I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. I can go ahead and cook on Friday for Shabbos. The only reason you can't cook is because it's Yom Tov. If the first day is Yom Tov, then you made an Erev. If the first day is Choyl, Thursday is weekday, then you made an Erev, so you can cook on Friday for Shabbos, from Yom Tov and Shabbos. And if it's Yom Tov is on Thursday, you don't need an Erev on Friday when you want to cook for Shabbos.
I thought that is exactly why we have Erev.
What?
I thought that's exactly why we had Erev Tavshilin, so you could cook on Friday.
From Friday to Shabbos, exactly. But when I make the Erev, so even though I'm making it on Thursday, which is maybe Yom Tov, I still, the condition will help me that I can cook on Friday. Because if Friday is not Yom Tov and Thursday is Yom Tov, then you can cook from Friday on Shabbos. If we're making it to cook when we know for sure that it's Yom Tov, but in this case, he's making the Erev on Thursday and he's saying, either Thursday I can make an Erev because the Yom Tov is a Friday, that I can make an Erev on Thursday because it's not Yom Tov. Or I don't need an Erev for Friday because it's not Yom Tov. The Yom Tov was on Thursday. So either way, he's covered. Okay, but Ube Tchumim. Tchumim, he can't do that. He needs to have one Erev made either on Thursday or on Friday. But Ube Tchumim Yoimar. Ube Tchumim, he says, Ima Yoim Kodesh, if today is Yom Tov, Thursday is Yom Tov. Ein bidvorei klum. So what I said, an Erev, I made an Erev Tchumim today, doesn't mean anything. You can't make an Erev. You're not allowed to make an Erev. So he says, what I'm saying doesn't mean anything if today is Yom Tov. Ulamachar Yemer Kamekain. And tomorrow he says the same thing. Vishal Tchumim. And by Tchumim, by when I make the Erev Tchumim, says exactly the same thing. He says, "Imayim Kodesh Em Bidvorei Klum." but that means that he had an Erev from yesterday, because if today is Kaddish, then yesterday wasn't Kaddish, so his Erev was good. And if today is Kaddish, then today's Erev is nothing, then yesterday was good. So either way, he's covered. He doesn't need to be more bread. Same bread that he used, same tchum. The Mamon of Shach Havi Erev. Either way, it's an Erev. Abel Mishel Tafshilin. But when we talk about the Erev to cook, over there you don't have to repeat. Abel B'Tafshilin ain't Tzarich L'Shanris V'Lachzer. You don't need to repeat and go ahead and do it again, the condition tomorrow. Because it doesn't matter, because he doesn't need an Erev on Friday if it's not Yom Tov. He only needs an Erev for Friday if it is Yom Tov. And he made the Erev on Thursday. If Friday is Yom Tov, then Thursday wasn't Yom Tov. So he made an Erev Tavshilin. And if Thursday was Yom Tov, then Friday he doesn't need an Erev. It's a weekday, he can cook for Shabbos. So either way, it's okay. So that's what he says, Yom Tov l'chaveirei umasna. And he makes the condition. So this is really, in the Gemara, this is really about Erev Tchumim, the first one. And the Rava says, this was the din of Rabchi Barash Marav. And the Rava says, Maniach Odom Erev Tashulim Yotov l'chaveirei umasna. But over here, as Rashi explained, you don't have to repeat the condition. One time is enough, because either way, you're going to allow to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says that Manda Omar Eruv Tchumim, the one, Rav, who says that you can even make an Eruv Tchumim, Kol Shekein Eruv Tavshilin. Of course, he's going to allow to make an Eruv Tavshilin on the first day Yom Tov with this condition. But Manda Omar Eruv Tavshilin, but Rava that says specifically the Alocha by Eruv Tavshilin, Aval Eruv Tchumim Loi. You can't make a condition by Eruv Tchumim. Why? My timer? What's the reason? The Lemikna Shivisa B'Shabbat Loi. You cannot make a kinyan of a place that you're going to rest, that your place of Shvisa is going to start after the 2000 Amah where you're going to put down the bread. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Ah, it's a condition, but even conditional, you can't do it. Rashi, we'll see. The Lemikna Shvisa B'Shabbat. Even Lav. So first of all, we're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about Yom Tov. So Rashi first says, Lemikna Shvisa B'Shabbat Lav Davke Shabbos. Nokat. It doesn't mean on Shabbos he can't do it. It's not Shabbos. And lo Yom Tov Kodesh Shabbat. He calls Yom Tov Shabbos. So he says like this: Loi hitiru, loi liknei shvisa beyomtiv. Bafil mesofik. They did not allow for him to acquire a resting place on yomtiv, even if it's an adout. Which means you're not sure it's yomtiv. Can't do it. You can't make a shvisa. You can't make an erev tchum, even with a condition. We can make a condition by Eruv Tavshilim. If they allowed for Eruv Tavshilim, over there is the honor of Shabbos, so you can cook for Shabbos. So that's different. Over there they allowed you to make conditions. But conditions, so to walk further, that's what I'm going to help. We can't do that. We can't make a condition in order to get you more places to walk, even though it's conditional. But we don't want you to do that on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Shabbat here means Yom Tov. Okay, go by it. Tanu Rabban. We learned in a Braisa. Now here we're going to talk about from one day Yom Tov to the next day. Of course, the first day Yom Tov you may be cooking for maybe cooking for a weekday because the second day is not Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to bake and not cook. I said, cook, ain't oifim. Rashi says, ain't oifim Yom Tov l'chaber. Rashi says, pass. You can't bake bread. So on Thursday and Friday, or in this case, we don't have to say Thursday, Friday, any 2 days Yom Tov. From the first day Yom Tov, you cannot cook. You cannot bake for the second day Yom Tov. Every day Yom Tov by itself. Why? Because you might be cooking from Yom Tov for a weekday. Because if the first day is Yom Tov, then the second day is not Yom Tov. Then you're cooking, you're baking for a weekday. However, he says there's difference. Bamis Amru. But in truth they said, which means you can get away. Baking is taken not allowed. But the woman, you know, she doesn't want to sit and cook every day Yom Tov. But she's not allowed to, you're saying she's not allowed to cook from the first day Yom Tov to the second day. So what is she going to do? So he says, the rabbi said like this, Memalo isho kol hagedera basar. She can go ahead and fill the entire top with meat, with the entire pot with meat. Even though afal pi shein etzricha elo lachaticha achas. Even though she only needs one piece, she still is allowed to fill the whole pot. For Yom Tov, she needs one piece of meat. She can fill the whole pot with meat, and then she keeps it the rest of it for the second day Yom Tov. Rashi, b'mala yishukhulu. The b'chad tircha sagi. Because with one, you're not cooking it again and again. It's not like baking. Baking each piece, you have to bake separately. So, if she's baking for the next day, you can't, it's not like one tircha. But over here, the b'chat tircha sagit. And the same thing in the next case, v'chein benachtum legabi milui. The baker, he needs the hot water for the kneading, whatever he's using to make the baker to make the bread, he needs hot water. So even though he only needs a little bit for what he's going to bake today, he can fill the entire barrel with water. Even though he needs just one jug of water, he can fill it all up. Why? Because there's one trouble. It fills the pot. There's no separate work over here. So you can go ahead and do it. But to bake, you can only bake what you need. Avo lefes kol kikar kikar. Each loaf and loaf requires its own baking and its own ridiyah, that's the removal, the way they used to bake it, they used to paste up the bread to the oven, to the sides, the top of the oven. It used to bake by the bottom, the heat was covered the bottom, they used to paste it, then they had to remove the breads. It's called ridiyah sapas, the removal of that bread. So, each loaf requires its own baking and its own idea for itself. So therefore, you can't say we're going to fill up the oven with bread because it's not going to, not allowed to. But Rav Shimon Lozer disagrees, Aymer. He says no. He says, Memalo isho kol atanur pas. She could fill in the whole oven with bread, even though you only need one loaf. Why? The bakes well if it's a full oven. When it's heats up well and there's more bread, it bakes better. So today's bread needs the other breads to be there for today's bread, therefore you're allowed to do that. What is it, Bizman Shatanu Moli? So Rashi explains, Shatanurim Kitanuim Hoyu.
they were small ovens. Umadbikin pas bitfanis, and they would paste the bread on the walls of the oven. That's how they would stick them. Umitokshu mole, and because it's full with breads, mismayat chaloli. So then the hollow, the open area, is diminished. Ve'ein mokim lachamim musay lispashet, and there is no room for the heat to spread out. Ve'hapas nefa yofe, and the passes break better. So that's why that's okay. So he allows you to make a full oven with bread because it's helpful actually to the bread that you're making now. Amar Rava, says Rava, Halach is Rav Shimon ben Elozar, Halach is like Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Iboyelu. So this was a question to the people in the yeshiva. Mi sheloi heniach eruv tafshilim. A person who did not leave an eruv tafshilim. So, what is the lacha? Hu nesar. So he's not allowed to bake. Hu nesar lefes. He didn't leave the Erev Tavshilim, so he's not allowed to bake on Friday for Shabbos. And is also v'kimcha nesar. And also his flour is asur. What does it mean his flour is asur? You can't bake, and you can't have other people bake the flour while it's yours. They're not allowed to bake the flour. Everything has become usur. You can't bake now. You're not allowed to bake, and your flour is not allowed to be used as long as the flour is yours. While the flour is still yours, you're not allowed to, nobody can make it either. So you became osur to bake, and your flour become osur. Oidilma, or on the other side is, hu nesar, but they kimche nesar. You can't bake, but your flour is okay. Well, so what am I going to do if I can't bake it? No, lemain of kimina. So what is it? What difference does it make if it's osur? Laknuyi kimche lachir. This Lashon Rashi is a little difficult because that's what the Gemara said. The difference is kimche nesar means that can never bake it. Laknuyi kimche lachir. Zokt Rashi. What happens if you want to give your flour, somebody else owns it? The question is, does he need to give if his flour became osur? Then he must give acquisition of his flour to somebody else, so they should be able to bake and give to him if his flour is also. And the words are like this: I amrit hu nesar v'kimche nesar. If they're both osur, they cannot bake for him while it's still his. Tzorich laknuyi kimche lacherim. Then you would have to give the kemach away to the other people. But the amrit, if you say hu nesar ve'ein kimche nesar, lo tzorich laknuyi kimche lacherim, they can bake it while it's his. That's why I don't understand why Rashi, when it says kimche nesar in the beginning, it's not lo echerim efin kimche. Rashi explained. Rashi is making clear over there, his kemach is not going to be osur for other people once he's maknet. The question is, does he need to be maknet, like the Gemara says here? No, it's exactly like the Gemara is saying. The question is, is there an issur on the kemach also, so that you have to give away the kemach before they can use it? Or there's never an issur on the kemach. If other people want to come in your house and they want to bake your kemach and give it to you, then you'll be fine.
Why would it be permissible for someone else to do it?
The Torah says you can't bake. You didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. The other guy made an Erev Tavshilin. But he's going to use your flour. Does it extend to the flour? That's what he wants to know.
Is that only if he's going to use your flour and give you the bread?
If your flour is usur, then you're probably not allowed to use it even for himself. But he has to go. But we're talking about, why would he want to give away his flour? The problem is he doesn't have what to eat on Shabbos because he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. What is he going to do? So we're trying to help him out over here. But the question is, how do we help him? By being makanah to somebody else, or he can just have the other person cook for him? So what's the halacha? Do you have to makanah? Come and listen. I'll prove to you from the Braisa. It says, "Mi sheloi hinich eruv tavshilin." If you didn't make an eruv tavshilin, harizel lo yoifa, you can't bake. V'lo yivashel, you can't cook. V'lo yamtmin, and you can't hide. Atmona means that you leave the food over for Shabbos by covering up. Layatmin kiderech shematminim tavshil Shabbos. Like we usually put away and hide the Shabbos food for Shabbos. You can't do it loy loy, not for yourself. Loy lachedim, you can't do it for others either. In other words, if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you can't cook for other. Loy achedim oifim uvashlim loy. And others cannot bake and cook for him from his own, as we'll see. They can't use his dough or his food to cook and bake for him. So what does he do? Makne kimche la'achidim. You acquire, you give the kemach to others. If in loyim of Ashmolai, once it becomes somebody else's, then they bake for you and they cook for you. So you see very clearly, Shmami no, who neser v'kimche neser, that he has become prohibited. He can't cook at all, and also the flour become the only way is you give away the flour to the other person, and then he can cook and for you. The Gemara says, Shmami no, that's good proof. The Gemara has another question. The Boilu, they had a question in the Beis Medrash in the Yeshiva. If you transgressed, then you did bake. So what's the question? So you baked. You didn't make an Erev and then you baked. Can you eat it on Shabbos? You forgot. Toshma, come and listen. It says, because the Bryson says that it didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, what do you do? You give away, you give the acquisition of the flour to other people. And the others will bake for you and they'll cook for you. That's what we learn. Turn the page. Doing Yitzayin Amud Beis. So if it's true that it's okay to eat, so since the Mishnah is talking about what happens if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, why does the Mishnah not also say Lisna Avar V'Afa Mutar? You should say, because we're looking what to do for this person that he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. So why don't we bring down over there that if he violated, then he baked, then it's permissible. That if he transgressed, it's mutar, it's permissible, michti. So let's see. this Tana is trying to look for a way out for him, how to correct the situation. He didn't have a Erev. So, Nisni Nami Achtakata, Bahadi Achdi Makne Kimche. Let him learn also this correction, together with the other correction that he gives away the his makne, that he gives away to the other person, the kemach, and to say, or if he forgot, then he can use, why don't we sit together? That's a very easy answer. Amar avada bar masne. Tona takanta de teda katoni. Our Tana teaches us a allowance which is heter. Kibi makne, not talking about. Maybe takanta de teda suiba heter, which is done in a permissible way. Takanta di isura leikotoni, he's not telling us a takanta of isura. So it may very well be that this Tana holds that of is motor. The reason he doesn't mention it, because that's not a takoner that you could, that's telling you if you happened, and that's not, he's not learning, that's not a question. But we don't have a proof that he holds that it's also, he can hold that it's motor. He still doesn't want to say it, because that's another heter to take away. Toshma, bring another price. Mi she niyach. Eruve. Mi she niyach eruve tavshilin. He put an Erev tavshilin. So he did the right thing. He put the Erev tavshilin. So then, harei ze oife umevashil umatmi. He can bake, can cook and hide. Now, im rotzo lechel es iruvoi, if he wants to eat the Erev after he cooked and baked and hide, harashuz biyodi, he has a right, he can eat up his Erev. What happens, ochloi ad shaloi ofo, or also ad shaloi ofo, and also ad shaloi bishul, we have to add this also, the kosabach. Oh, before lo ofo, the Mishnah actually hitman. He ate it up before he finished. Harizel lo yoifem lo yivashem lo yatman. If you ate up your erev, then you can't bake, you can't cook, and you can't hide. Lo yloy v'lo yalachedim. Not for himself and not for others. V'lo yachedim yifem vashem lo yi. And others cannot bake and cook for him. However, avu mevashel hu liyomtev. But he can cook for Yom Tov. And which means you are pretending that you're cooking for Yom Tov. But the im hoysir hoysir l'shabbos. Okay, you're cooking for Yom Tov. But if you leave over, okay, then you leave over for Shabbos. So he is allowing him to cook for Yom Tov, and the leftover is leftover for Shabbos. But ubelvat shelo yaidim. But you're not allowed to make a trick and really just pretend that you're leaving it for today, and then you're going to have it left over for Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. That's called
Arum. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, we'll see the Rashi. Not to make a trick. But the Gemara's point, what he's trying to prove, so you see that we're not going to allow you, but if you should say that if you cooked, if you didn't live in Erev Tavshilin, but the evidence is okay, so why is the Gemara saying Bilvachala Yadim? And the Gemara says Vimherim Osur. And if you did trick, it's Osur. But if we say that you ended up cooking of Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter. So why is, if you made a trick, why should it be Osur? It must be that even Bidi Abbot you can't eat it. Because otherwise, why would Aroma be Osur? Again, let's look inside. In Rashi, Bilvachala Yadim, not allowed to make a trick. Which means lo yarim. La'achar shebishul litzoyrech, after he finished cooking what he needs, lo yimar to say Oy, dan it zorich lahazmin urchim. I need to invite more guests. The yivashel tashilin achedim v'yesirim l'shabbos. And he cooks other foods and he leaves them over for Shabbos. You can't do that. Rashi, however, says this only applies to cooking specially. And he's going to do another cooking. But if he's going to use one pot, he's going to make more for Shabbos. He said before, you're allowed to even do it for the weekday. Like we said before, she can fill a whole pot full with meat because it's one tircha. Even though she needs one piece. So here we're talking about specially cooking again. But if you want to cook at once and you're going to leave it for Shabbos, that wouldn't be a problem anyways. But what does the Raisa say? But if you did trick and you did cook extra, you're not allowed to eat it. Asur lechel. You're not allowed to eat it. Why? The achmura mono meho milso shalei lakis lakar teiras eruv. The chachamim were strict in this matter because otherwise you're going to uproot the whole laws of eruv, because nobody's going to care about the eruv because everybody's going to cook. And they say, I need it for today, and they're going to leave it for tomorrow. So what's the whole Tchoros Erev? And the Rabbi, the Rashi brings down, earlier in the Gemara, we learned that Rav Ada Bar Abba would salt pieces of meat on Yontif, one by one. He did it in a way of a trick. Why? He didn't want these things to go bad, the meat. And salting preserved it, so he would do a trick. How so? In the beginning, he would salt one piece and say, oh, I want to eat this piece today. And then after he salted it, he sort of changed his mind and said, oh, no, I like another piece. I like that better. And then he would salt the other one to eat that one. And so he would continue piece after piece until the whole thing was salted. So Rashi explains that even though he won, but it's still allowed. Here we're saying the Haram is Osir. Rashi explains, why would Haram be Osir over here? The Mola Groma, why was that allowed over there? He salted piece by piece. So Rashi explains, the Ein Ibud Ba'ichlin. Salting does not constitute a melacha. Salting is when you salt leather and to salt it, to thin it, that would be a melacha. And the only issue is troubling yourself, salting pieces that you don't need. So the Rashi, so we say, Mishum Tircha, so you're troubling yourself and Yontev unnecessarily. So we're saying, Ho Adifa. So this is better to do this way, Dilmo Chas Shulei Yasrich HaBosar, O Mimna V'Leshochet, because you're not going to allow him to salt it. He's worried the meat is going to spoil. It's going to get protrude. And then he's not going to shecht. He's not going to eat. So, the kosalka daitoch. And we're thinking, the hu hadin le avar va'ofa, that if you baked, you should also not be allowed. That's what the Gemara's question is. Just like we're not allowing you a trick because you're going to uproot the laws of air, we're not going to allow you to eat it either. The same thing over Va'afa. So that's why the Gemara wants to prove that even after the fact, you're not allowed to eat it. Amar Rav Ashi, Haroma Ka'amrit. You're saying, Haroma, you can't compare. Even though we don't allow you to make a trick, maybe by accident, after you cooked it, we'll allow it to you. Shana Rachmono, Shana Haroma, not every accident, he made the Rachmiru Barabonon, it's very amazing. Haroma, the Rabbanon were making a trick, is worse than intentionally doing it. If you're trying to make a trick and pretending like you're keeping the halacha, that's worse than intentionally. You may eat it when it's amazed, but you made a Rama, you can't. Rashi explains, Shani Rama, La'olam avar va'afa mutar. You can, Bemis, you're allowed to if you baked. Now, Va'aroma ain't a raya lekan. And aroma does not, is not a proof for our case. Why? The Shani Haroma Memezit. It's different than Memezit. Why? The Ikol Lememar Achmu Barabona Baroma Memez Tvei Memezit. Making a trick is worse than intentionally. The Ilum Memezit Roshu Lavar Adivre Chachomim. If he's amazed intentionally, he's a Roshu, he violates the words of Chachomim. Mein Achedim Lemedim Memen. Other people won't learn from him. And Muatzma, he by himself, Mesim Alibay Veshov. He will pay attention. He will do tshuva later on. Hilkach loy me'akratoyrus eruv, that will not uproot the laws of eruv. Abul ma'iriv, but when you're making a trick, sober lasis beheter. You think that you're doing a law, you're making a trick. Hilkach loy shuva libay lachzer bay. You're not going to put to your heart to do tshuva, to retract it, because you're saying I didn't do anything wrong. Ma'achedim l'meidim imenu, another will learn from him. And the laws of Erev will be uprooted. Hilkach kansinu rabbonon. The rabbonon punished them. Okay, I have to learn. I've got to run to a Meirev. So I'm going to leave it over here. And we'll continue next week. Be'ezras Hashem.